this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feeling good, good, creeping up on you, so keep dancing.
Welcome back to In Your City Show, brought to you by City Lifestyle, Chesterfield, Clayton, and St. Charles County, City Lifestyle magazines. And we have our first guest who is on the hot list today. Welcome to the show, Nico Smith. Actually, Osborne Earl Smith Jr.
Government
name. Wow, what a name.
Government name.
Yes, yes, I'm named after my dad. I don't know if you guys heard of him.
I'm not sure who he is. Who is he?
Baseball. That's what it was. Baseball. So yes, I'm named after him. I'm the second. But they call me, I have a whole bunch of different names. They call me OJ. For Osborne Jr., but I'm a second, so it gets weird.
I only know you as weird. Nico, yeah. And I only know your dad as Ozzy, so yeah. It's really, it'd be Nico funny to Ozzy call works. Either of you Osborne.
Mm-hmm. And it was so crazy because you were born in 1982, and that's mm-hmm. the year that he won the World Series. It was in 82, so what a year for him, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm lucky. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm just his, you know, good luck charm.
But weren't you talking, you sang the
national? He sang the national anthem, but also, he did that. He came back and did that on, what year was that?
For the national anthem?
Yeah.
I think that was 2011.
I'm just imagining how proud your dad was to see you out on the field doing your thing, because he's so proud that you're doing your thing.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
he
did
his thing and you're doing yours.
Yeah, he has, you know, when I first started singing, he didn't know if I was like going to take it serious. You know, he's got a pretty good work ethic.
Yeah.
So once he saw that, you know, I was at it every day. I used to be up in my room, like singing, like real loud, trying to figure out how to do runs and all of that stuff. And then one day I heard a knock on the door and it's him, and he opens the door. He's like, "Are you dying up here?" I was like, hilarious.
That's when you know you're old.
Right. Hilarious. He's like, "I heard all of this yelling." And so, he's been very supportive.
Yeah.
My mom too, my whole family. Everybody's
I think all
really
parents,
good.
We worry when our kid says they want to be an actor or a rock star or a singer. It's like, oh boy.
Yeah, it's a tough business, you know, and it's not, you know, for the, you know, people who flake or can't stick with something. It's been a long journey, but it's paid off. Definitely.
So for those that haven't met Nico Smith or been able to see him perform live, you've been training for this for a long time. Mm-hmm. You were a ninth place finalist on American Idol, correct?
Indeed.
And of course, that was what you were just saying when your dad won the World
and
Series.
He was voted back on.
Yeah. And then you were voted back on. And was it Paula Abdul?
Yeah, what'd she call you?
The comeback kid.
Yeah.
That's what she was calling me. So yeah, that was 2005, the same season Carrie Underwood won.
Okay.
So it was a little bit ago, but it was a good time. I kind of related to like people going to college, like going off to college for the first time, like out of state, out of town, meeting all these new people from all over the place. And you know, everybody trying to.
You learned so much in a short period of time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. And it was my first time being like on a TV show like that. So
let me ask you a question. Speaking of American Idol. So mm-hmm. now that you've been on American Idol, that's when the originals were on there.
The OGs.
Yeah.
And now you've got American Idol now. So American Idol then or American Idol now? Which do you prefer? Which one do you think is you've seen it evolve a little bit?
Well, when it first we were. The fourth season. So they had pretty much found their stride once they got to our season. They were trying new things and different things. And so it was pretty good, but it was still right before. Have you been watching like the new seasons of American
Some of it,
Idol?
Yes.
Okay. So now they get to play instruments.
Yes.
They had,
I did see that.
You know, like people come on the show, like celebrities, Stevie Wonder and Clive Davis and all these people come on.
And you didn't get that?
Oh, we couldn't play instruments. Every celebrity that watched American Idol was like, this is corny, this is cheesy. And nobody wanted to, you know, come on the show. But then the first season that the celebrities or musicians did start coming on the show, they saw those numbers of their album sales go up. So after that, it was like, okay, this is not so corny.
Yeah, not so corny. Mm-hmm. Now it's getting big time. Mm-hmm. So actually, you talked about that you used to be up in your room. And so as a performer, I know we were kind of talking about that. Gordon said that he saw something on your Facebook.
I got on your Instagram. you know, follow you on Instagram. And I know, you know, because I used to sing back in the day a little bit. Yeah. So I know as a performer, though, people always seem to think that you're on 24/7. You got to be on 24/7 because you're a performer. This is what I do. This is how I do it. So I noticed on your Instagram, it said recluse. So give me, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm a homebody. When I'm not out doing stuff, because we're out all the time. Yeah. If you're singing, performing, gotta dancing, or entertaining, like, you're always out. And like you said, like, always got to be like, hey, like, how you doing? And upbeat. So anytime I get a chance to just, you know, chill at home, like, my girl will be like, what are we doing this weekend? If I don't have any shows, nothing.
nothing
at all. We're
going to
sit at home,
great, yeah.
Watch Netflix, catch up on some movies. Like, I love going to the movies. So as far as the recluse stuff, yeah, if I don't have anything to do, you
that
won't
is funny,
see me.
Isn't it? When you're out there performing all the time and mm-hmm. really actually just having that downtime, and family is really important to you.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you talked about that because actually Nico was on our front cover of our June issue, the men's issue mm-hmm. in 2022. And that was one of the things that stuck out to me so much, is one of the reasons why you even came home from California is you wanted to be able to be closer to family and be able to have that family life, because it goes so quickly, you know, goes by. And I thought that was really commendable that you said that.
Yeah, I was out in L.A., well, back and forth throughout the years, but this last time for like 6-7 years. So I was there through the pandemic by myself.
Yeah.
You know, and that just gets you to thinking and thinking about family, and my nieces are growing up, and some of my best friends have kids and their kids are growing up. Parents are getting older. So you start thinking about, like, what's important in life, right?
Right.
So it was, that was the biggest piece to the puzzle. And then also trying to come back, I was like, well, I was out there making music and making a living off of music. And I was like, well, if I come back, I still want to do music, but I don't want to, like, have my own band and have to do all of this stuff. And, you know, God makes a way.
Yes, he does.
So that's where you are now. So tell us where you are right now.
So now I am one of the leads for a group called Dirty Mugs. Some
phenomenal
of the St. Louis people,
yep.
Yeah, might have heard of it. They've been together for 10 plus years. Super fantastic, magnificent band, magnificent
truly
people.
Are.
So yeah, we've been performing a lot around the city. We're about to go to Florida to do a gig. Going back to Vegas, traveling a lot, and we're working on an album.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
That next. What yeah. is next for you?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Working on an album. So shout out to everybody in Dirty Mugs. Dee Dee, Cassie, Kevin, KD, on bass. Well, I can't think right
when you need a
cue
right now.
He's going to love you.
Jordan. I know. Where my prompter? Jordan. Jordan
that's
just called me yesterday.
That's when you forget your own mom and dad's name to put on the spot, right?
What can you do? Jordan and, of course, Gino. I didn't forget anybody, did I?
I hope not.
They'll let you know if you did.
They sure will. They definitely
will. My bad, Jordan. I got you. I'll buy you a drink next time. But yeah, we have a lot of fun. And yeah, we're about to come out with this album, working on some records right now. So it's been a blessing that they, you know, have accepted me and brought me into this band. It's been doing well for, like I said, over 10 years.
Well, we'll want to have you back when this new album comes out, is we'll want to do. If people want to find out where you're playing, how do they do that?
Just go to dirtymugs.com, or you can find us on Instagram, dirtymugs, DirtyMuggs, or on Facebook, Dirty Mugs. Or you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I don't use that much that anymore.
No tweeting?
No tweeting. NIKKOSMITH.
There you go. All right. Nico Smith, we are so happy that you spent some time with us and be able to celebrate the In Your City show on our
Thank
inaugural
you guys
hot list
so,
guest.
So much for having
so
me
welcome.
Today and on
Thank
on
you.
The magazine cover, like when I first got back.
Absolutely.
You guys are awesome.
We
I
love following you and seeing you grow. So great Thank family. And we love to be part of seeing you get out there and take it on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank
Nico
you.
Smith.
Say that,